Watch, a weekly look at the United States Coast Guard in Alaska.
The Coast Guard rescued three adults and one child aboard a disabled vessel approximately 13 miles northeast of Whittier Sunday. Coast Guard Sector Anchorage Command Center watchstanders received a call from a man reporting a friend had texted him a distress message late Friday night saying his vessel was out of gas. Sector Anchorage personnel issued an urgent marine information broadcast and made contact with the people aboard the disabled boat by cell phone to learn their location. A Station Valdez 45-foot response boat medium crew was directed to launch after it was determined no Good Samaritans were able to respond. The crew safely transported the boaters and their 15-foot vessel to Whittier. No injuries were reported. In this case, the passengers aboard the vessel wisely informed their family and friends of their location and how long they would be gone and reached out for assistance before the situation deteriorated. The Coast Guard recommends boaters also file a float plan with their local harbor master and carry additional means of communication and flares aboard their vessels for when cell phone reception is unreliable. A Coast Guard's Air Station Sitka MH-60 Jayhawk helicopter crew rescued two men from a grounded fishing vessel near Sitka Monday. Coast Guard Sector Juneau watchstanders received a report from the Sitka Police Department that the Mirage, with two people aboard, was aground on the island approximately 10 miles west of Sitka. Sector Command Center personnel requested assistance from a Sitka Mountain Rescue small boat crew to respond and confirm the situation. Sitka Mountain Rescue launched a small boat crew but was unable to reach the Mirage due to low tide, prompting the watchstanders to direct the launch of the Sitka Jayhawk crew. No injuries to the crew or damage to the vessel were reported. This case demonstrates the benefits of the Coast Guard's strong partnerships with local police and search and rescue personnel throughout Alaska to effect the most timely and efficient response possible to best serve the people of Alaska. Also on Monday, two Air Station Kodiak MH-60 Jayhawk helicopter crews safely medevaced three injured men from a vessel approximately 200 miles south of Kodiak. Coast Guard watchstanders at the 17th District Command Center in Juneau received a report that the Liberian-flagged 587-foot cargo vessel Copacabana had been struck by a wave, causing multiple injuries among the three men. A Coast Guard duty flight surgeon recommended the medevac. The flight surgeon and a health services technician trained in emergency care accompanied the Jayhawk crews to provide in-flight medical care to the Copacabana crewmen. The Jayhawk crews hoisted the men from the Copacabana and transported them to Kodiak to meet commercial medical flight services who flew the men to higher-level medical care in Anchorage. An HD-130 Hercules airplane crew, also from Kodiak, managed communications on scene during the hoists and provided a self-rescue capability for the Jayhawk crews. This case illustrates the importance of hoist-capable aircraft in Alaska and the ability of the crews to respond statewide to medical emergencies. A great deal of planning goes into cases when multiple aircraft are involved and the crews constantly train to conduct these long-range missions safely. Following the hoist, the Copacabana resumed their original voyage. The Coast Guard, Alaska National Guard, and the Alaska State Troopers partnered to rescue a man in a deflating raft in Cook Inlet between Fire Island and Kincaid Park Tuesday night. Coast Guard Sector Anchorage watchstanders received a request from Alaska State Troopers at 7 p.m. that a man in a brown life jacket was in distress in the inlet aboard an inflatable raft with no means of propulsion, and the raft was losing air. The watchstanders issued an urgent marine information broadcast requesting the assistance of other agencies or mariners in the immediate area and directed the launch of a Coast Guard MH-60 Jayhawk helicopter crew from the Air Station Kodiak. Personnel at the Alaska Rescue Coordination Center out of Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson responded to the UMIB, advising that a 211th Rescue Squadron Alaska National Guard HC-130 Hercules airplane and a 210th Rescue Squadron Alaska National Guard HH-60 PAVHAWK helicopter crews were approximately 5 minutes away from the scene, closer than the Coast Guard Jayhawk crew. The PAVHAWK crew made a brief stop at Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson to pick up a pararescue man before arriving on scene. The PAVHAWK helicopter crew deployed an Alaska National Guard pararescue man from the 212th Rescue Squadron Alaska National Guard into the water to assist the man. The PAVHAWK crew then hoisted the pararescue man and the boater aboard and flew him to Providence Hospital for further evaluation. They were met by Alaska State Troopers at the hospital. As part of Arctic Shield 2014, Coast Guard ice rescue specialists from the Great Lakes and in Alaska visited Barrow, Nome, and Kotzebue last week with Coast Guard ice rescue equipment to participate in a scheduled joint training with the local search and rescue crews. They brought the latest tools approved for use in Great Lakes ice rescue and shared them with the Alaska residents to get feedback on their effectiveness in the extreme environment. Part of the Coast Guard's training session was sharing the effective use of an ice rescue sled used by Coast Guard personnel on the Great Lakes. After the lesson, the Kotzebue Fire Department team had one more means of rescuing someone off the ice that surrounds the city for a large portion of the year. The trip also gave the Coast Guard a chance to develop ideas for new equipment and seek the valuable input of the Arctic Maritime Community. In particular, the visitors from the 9th District left with a plan for a lightweight survival bag to add to their ice rescue kits. A dedication to preparedness through partnerships and testing abilities goes a long way when it comes time to respond to a worst-case scenario. That's all for this week. Stay safe, Alaska. For Deck Watch Radio, this is Petty Officer Diana Honings.
Deck Watch is produced by the Coast Guard 17th District. Theme music is provided by the Harbor Brass Ensemble in Kodiak, Alaska.